Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 27, 2023. Gradation of desires. Question: you said that in a group there are inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels, and everything depends only on a person's intention. How can a person choose this level with his intentions? Answer: by his development. He is rising. Now you cannot feel what level of development you are at. I am a man in this world. See, I am a man. Look, two legs and two arms, like a monkey, and the head is also in place. So who am I, a man or not? I look at myself in the mirror, I look like a man. Suddenly, some kind of wolf's face appeared. No, it is not me. It is me, but internally. Suddenly, a rabbit's face appeared, and this is also me sometimes. Who am I inside myself? And what we are inside we do not understand. You do not understand what level you are at what level are your desires of vegetative, animate, inanimate, or human type. In principle, they are all very easy to sort. If you live based on the advice of others, in the depth of our world, then your desires are definitely at the inanimate level, otherwise you would not exist. Desires of the vegetative level are where you completely follow what is in this world. You go after everyone else, where everyone goes, you also go. It is like this, a little toward the sun, a little like this, a little like that. These are egoistic desires of the vegetative level, and they are not even animate yet. Desires of the animate level is where you start looking for meaning in movements, and anxiety already arises. When you start to implement these desires to reach the next level, then although they are still egoistic, they are already approaching the desires of the human level. That is, in them you move from a low Lishma, for yourself, to Lishma, for the sake of the other. Question: how are they sorted in a group according to the intention? Answer: in the group, they are usually of the fourth level. Or they are at the border between the third and fourth levels, animate and human. Then at the next degrees, they are sorted further because each level consists of four more. This is the natural law of the decomposition of each object. Question: does it mean that in the group itself there is an inanimate level, a vegetative level, and so on? Answer: yes, we can see this by the extent people participate in everything, by how much they are inside the spiritual work, and how much they devote themselves to the implementation of the methodology. But this is not necessary because they are integrated into each other. Here, a lot depends on the root of the soul. From CabTVs I got a call. The root of the human soul, December 22, 2012. A complete group is 10. The 10 is the state where you begin to feel that you have to be connected with everyone, you need to get out of yourself and unite with everyone. People form a common relationship among themselves, a common body that is a separate small cell in spiritual space. Everyone has to annul themselves relative to others and imagine themselves connected to others. In the end they create this organ because there is no one person in the spiritual world. The derivative of our connections manifests itself at the next level. Let's say if we take you and me, then on the spiritual level there is only that which has manifested itself between us, as a connection, that is, our common we. And at the next, higher level, there is our we and someone else's we also interconnected together. And so we are constantly rising from hierarchy to hierarchy in a more complicated form, constantly increasing our connection, let us say squared. In fact there is a special system of magnification, a complex series of raising the connection between all, and it is qualitative, for example, from the level of Hod to the level of Netzach, then to the level of Tiferet, Gvura, Hesed, and so on. That is, there are not just quantitative, but qualitative, changes in the connection between them. So we can't measure it. How do you measure the progression of getting closer in our world? Let's say you become acquainted with somebody. So when you meet, You start greeting him. Then you can say a few words and even sit together with him, have a cup of coffee, and so on. And in the spiritual it is even harder because there is mutual inclusion in each other, because at the first level you and I become we, not I. Then egoism grows between us, and separates us, again, but qualitatively. Like in a measuring device, your sensitivity increases and when it seems to you that your parameters match, it turns out that they are still disconnected, and you adjust them again to the connection, but with increased sensitivity. And then you switch the sensitivity again and once more you see that they have diverged, but already, let's say, 1 in 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000, and so on. You are constantly moving toward greater and greater convergence and fusion, qualitative and integral, where everything to get there at every level should be united into one whole. This is a very serious, fascinating work that goes through feelings and at the same time through the mind. As a result, you create a prototype of the Creator in yourself, that is, this huge network begins to live in you, and you own it, it is yours, and it has you in it. Question: and if we take a large number of people, not tens, but thousands? Answer: what's the difference? Perhaps the network will turn out to be more entangled, but also more effective, because everyone goes toward agreement with everyone else and adds to them their power of unification. Therefore, if people move forward, then the larger the group, the more effective it is. The faster at each stage it will finish its unification and will be ready for the next stage, ready for the next qualitative rise. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, 10 people equals a full-fledged group in Kabbalah, December 1, 2012. How to become a Kabbalist's disciple? Question: years pass before a student really becomes a disciple of a Kabbalist and can receive the methodology from the teacher. How does this transformation happen? Should a certain number of changes take place in a person, and will it happen? Answer: the point is that we are working according to a common system, we are led. We need to perform the necessary actions that are prescribed by our teachers who have traversed this path, and then everything will be fine. Here we need constant work on the same material, that is, on our egoism, to rise above it together with our friends in order to clearly realize our direction, our place, and our connection in order to find the Creator in the connection between us. These are simple actions, but they are constantly changing because our sensations are changing. So there is nothing complicated here. Mutual support, avut, is the most important thing. If it exists, then you can go ahead. If it does not exist, then nothing will happen. The main thing is to achieve mutual guarantee. Each one supplies the other with the necessary conditions for correction, and then he receives from everyone. The exit out of yourself, the concern for correcting the other, lies in the fact that you supply him with everything so that he does not need anything, but can only think outside of himself. This is the biggest problem. If people start feeling this, then they will have no more problems. They will be able to rise above themselves. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to become a disciple of a Kabbalist, December 29, 2012. A couple's marriage vow. Question: what should a couple write in a marriage contract so that it strengthens their bond, does not break it, and does not separate them? Answer: it should be written in the marriage contract that in fact, no matter what happens between us, we will always think about making the other feel good, that it cannot be that one wishes something bad for the other or would do something bad. This is the oath. Question: what if I suddenly do wish bad for the other? What if this suddenly pops up in me? Answer: this all needs immediate correction. That is, there are things that should be above our desires, above our egoistic calculations, and above everything else. Like say with children, no matter what happens, you still think about making them feel good. That is all. And it is the same here. Question: Should we just write this in the contract? This simple phrase? Answer, yes. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 14, 2022. Woe from wit. Comment: you said that reason kills feelings because it comes from egoism, and that the smarter a person is, the more constrained he is in himself. But we cannot do without reason. My response: the mind is given to you so that you gradually acquire a higher mind that operates not on the quality of reception, but on the quality of bestowal. Such an action is called faith above reason. Moreover, this is not faith in our world, which is simply receiving data from others and accepting it as the truth. Faith in Kabbalah is the quality of bestowal that operates within you on the quality of reception. It is when the upper world is more important to you than ours. And then you begin to feel the upper world to the extent that it really becomes more important to you. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Woe from Wit, February 5, 2011. Feel the spiritual component. Comment: in corporeal life, when one person meets another, they identify each other by their faces, the way they look, and not by their inner qualities. My response: this is because they feel only our world. And I feel my teacher, who is no longer in this world, not by his beard and appearance. I feel the person. Even in the corporeal world, when you live with someone for a long time, you just start to feel him. He becomes for you some internal image, not external. It is the same in spirituality. You feel the souls. I feel the inner energetic spiritual component of my teacher and not the physical body which has long decayed. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Organ Transplantation, February 3, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what does nature teach us when a disaster strikes? Natural disasters come to show us that we live out of balance with nature. We are parts of nature's integral system, and in nature we have the still, vegetative, animate and human levels. Nature acts as a single organism with interconnection and interdependence among the still, vegetative and animate levels. We are also parts of nature's interconnection and interdependence, but we lack perception and sensation of it. As such, we are willing to destroy everything as long as the human level is well off. Natural disasters come to show us that we cannot continue living the way that we do, that we have to change our attitude to each other, to accept humanity as a single integral system where we are all interdependent, that we have to take care of each other, and if we do not, then our lives will become increasingly grim. Based on the video "What Do Natural Disasters Teach Us?" with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.